Framing Jesus with Love by Jane McBride Choate, based on an experience of a family in the author's ward. Remember, the worth of souls is great in the sight of God. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 18, Verse 10. During primary opening exercises, Sister Ashbourne, the primary president, held up a painting of Jesus Christ. Dustin liked that picture of Jesus. His family had the same picture in their home. It had a special place over the piano. A white cardboard mat surrounded the picture. "We'd like everyone to sign his or her name on the mat," Sister Ashbourne said. "That way, we'll frame Jesus with our love. We'll take it to each classroom so all the children and teachers can sign it." Dustin struggled with his handwriting. A third grader, he was learning cursive writing, but a learning disability slowed his progress. His hand shook each time he had to write in cursive. He was nervous about the idea of signing the mat. The primary presidency brought the picture to Dustin's class. Sister Beaker, his teacher, passed the mat to the children. Each one took a turn signing it. When it was Dustin's turn, he hesitated. "I don't write very well," he whispered to Sister Beaker. "You can print your name if you feel more comfortable," she said. Dustin looked down at his feet. He didn't want to admit that his printing was not much better than his cursive writing. "Do you think Jesus cares how good your handwriting is?" Sister Beaker asked gently. Dustin thought about it. He knew that Jesus loved everyone. "No," he admitted. His teacher nodded encouragingly. "That's right. Do you know what Jesus does care about?" Dustin shook his head. "He cares that you're here at church. He cares that you love him and honor him. He cares that you treat others kindly." She handed the pen to Dustin. Dustin smiled at Sister Beaker. "Thank you," he said. He wrote his name the best he could and gave the mat back to his teacher. The following week, Sister Ashbourne showed the painting in the mat and frame to the entire primary. "We'll hang it right here," she said, pointing to the front wall of the room, "where we can see it every week." Dustin looked at Jesus's face, which seemed to shine with love, and he felt a warm glow in his own heart. Note: Jane McBride Choate is a member of the Big Thompson Ward, Loveland, Colorado stake. End of note. Sidebar: every one of our Father in Heaven's children is great in His sight. If the Lord sees greatness in you, how then should you see yourself? Elder L. Tom Perry of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, Youth of a Noble Birthright, Ensign, November 1998, page 74. End of sidebar. End of the story, Framing Jesus with Love, by Jane McBride Choate.